Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. Plymouth County's Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing this morning concerning a county budget amendment. That amendment includes revenues of $657,000 and $231,000 in additional expenses. Also on the supervisors' agenda today are action items from the county engineer. The Lamar City Council meets today at noon. Action items today include tax rebate requests, approval of the Southview Industrial Park Development Agreement, and a proposal to set a public hearing on property taxes under the 2025 fiscal year budget. Later, the council will go into closed session to consider the purchase or sale of real estate. It's election day in the Hinton Community School District. A special election ballot will ask two questions. Should the district establish a special debt service levy? Under this levy, funds would be used to pay off bonds issued by the Hinton District for school improvements. The levy would be set between $2.70 and $4.05 per thousand property value. A second question asked to establish a physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL, in the district. The maximum levy set under the PEPL is $1.34 per thousand. These funds could be used for purchasing or maintaining equipment used in the district and for purchase of property or other improvements. The polling place is at the Hinton Community Center. It's open today from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Voters must show a valid picture ID in order to be eligible to vote. The head of the Iowa Department of Public Safety issued a statement following the decision of the Story County Attorney's Office to drop the prosecution of sports betting cases against four Iowa State University athletes. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
DPS Commissioner Stephen Bain says in the statement the decision to drop the cases is disappointing, as he says Story County repeatedly shared with the department their belief that the DCI's actions were legal. The statement says the DCI used geolocation as part of their duty to regulate the sports betting industry, and agents obtained subpoenas after anomalies were observed at athletic facilities. Bain's statement says he understands why this investigation resulting charges generated so much attention and such strong opinions. He says, "We love our college sports here in Iowa, myself included. Had the situation not involve college athletes, a public perception may have been entirely different." Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.
Iowa's average life expectancy is now in the 80s, according to a University of Iowa study. The report also finds that Iowa has the nation's highest percentage of residents over age 80 and predicts by 2030 those Iowans 65 and older could outnumber people 18 and younger. Brian Kasky, a U of I professor of health policy, says the trend could lead to problems down the line because as more Iowans retire, there are fewer people to fill their jobs. It could lead to some people having to keep working out of necessity, Kasky says, as a longer life expectancy can mean people needing to save more for a longer retirement. The updates to the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, process delayed the normal opening of applications and is now holding up the aid awards. UNI Financial Aid Director Tim Bakula says they hope to begin awarding financial aid in April, after all three state universities had their financial aid awards out to students last year by mid-February. University of Iowa Financial Aid Director Brenda Baziski says the colleges and universities have been the guinea pigs for the upgraded system. Baziski says they've learned to plan and program for the unknown. Baziski and Bakula made their comments in a report last week at a Board of Regents meeting. And AAA Iowa spokesman Brian Ortner says national research is once again showing drivers don't count on technology to do everything for them. Ortner says research found that technology designed to keep drivers from hitting things when they back up has some issues.
You know, the testing that was done by the Foundation for Traffic Safety, it resulted in collisions with mock vehicles and pedestrians. So it shows that we have to remain alert and not become overly reliant on technology.
He says the system called Reverse Automatic Emergency Braking System does provide some help to drivers, but Ortner says technology should be used as another tool for a driver, not a replacement for being engaged. Ortner says that advice holds true for any technology you use in your car or truck. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.